This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Chances are, given the season and the modern clothing industry, that you're wearing cotton today. The odds are even higher that the cotton you're wearing wasn't grown domestically. Farmers across the South aren't planting like they used to. In Louisiana, acreage is at a record low. In cotton's days, as that state's lucrative cash crop have faded into the distant past. Kate Archer Kent from Red River Radio reports.
Ken Cochran can remember how his family was able to eat during the Great Depression. The 93-year-old chopped cotton as a teenager. He earned 75 cents a day.
Working in the cotton field was what was available for cash.
Cochran grew up on a farm in Vivian, Louisiana. A truck would pick up all the out-of-work people from the town square and take them to the fields. He says blacks and whites toiled side by side.
The black man that furnished us our water used to sing a song, and we would hum and we would sing and we would sweat. They didn't give us break time very much.
That was the cotton plantation of yesteryear. And today?
For a dryland crop, this looks phenomenal. We've had really good rains this year.
David Kern stands in a cotton field at the Louisiana State University Research Station in Winnsboro. As the state's cotton specialist, very few farmers are calling on him for advice about how to manage the crop.
It's simple economics. Farmers want to make more money just like anybody else would like to make more money. And currently, they can make more money growing corn and soybeans than they can cotton.
And if the price of cotton stays as low as it is, farmers will start to sell off their machinery, and that could prevent them from ever growing cotton again. With so little of it being planted, that's putting a number of cotton gins out of business.
A lot of machinery. Come on back and watch your head.
John Carroll has been operating a cotton gin in the tiny farming community of Gilbert since 1976, when he took it over from his grandfather. Every fall, he hires a crew of about 15 local men to help him in the around-the-clock ginning process, separating the cotton fibers from the seeds. He says in its heyday, Louisiana had more than 100 cotton gins. There are 29 left.
Most ginners are not young. It's hard work. It's long hours. It's not something that attracts a lot of young people.
Carroll thinks about getting out of the business and selling his gin for parts, but he's loyal to the 20 farmers who'll be bringing their cotton to him come September. And if he quits, he says, it's likely that the big cotton warehousing facility down the road will go bust.
The whole infrastructure is right on the verge of not necessarily collapsing, but it's going to be a lot of consolidation.
The United States is a distant third behind China and India in cotton production. But Kern says the world wants the U.S.'s cotton because every bale is inspected for its quality. He says Texas still plants quite a bit of it because farmers there can't switch over to grain crops due to a lack of water. The cotton ginner John Carroll passed down his farmland to his son, along with some fatherly advice.
Your job is to make money for your family and for your business, and I'm not going to tell you what to plant.
But he definitely didn't steer him toward cotton. In Winnsboro, Louisiana, I'm Kate Archer Kent for Marketplace.